Blog Talk Radio.
Intro to the Network of Christian Psychics. Welcome, everybody. It's our Sunday night roundtable show. This is where all our advisors are on the line with us. We've got a bunch of them with us this evening. And the great part about that is folks who call in to our call-in number. And let me give you that right now. It's 323-679-0882. That's 323-679-0882. If you call in, you'll be able to get a reading from our roundtable of advisors tonight. And sometimes we try to answer a bunch of questions for each caller, and then sometimes we only have time to do one question. It all depends on how many callers we have in the queue. So we'll do as much as we can. But I want to introduce everyone we've got on the line with us tonight. And by the way, everybody who's on the line, you can gain access to privately, and if you ever want to talk to them, you can go to networkofchristianpsychics.com, and you'll see a toll-free number. You can call that. And starting in 2 weeks, you're going to be able to dial each one of those people directly into their offices, each and every one of them, which will be really, really, really cool. And I'm excited about that. So first off with us tonight, I believe we have Reverend Jay. Welcome, Reverend Jay.
Hey, it is Reverend Jay. Hello, everyone.
Great. And we've got Grace.
Hi, everyone. Blessings.
Wonderful. And we've got Reverend Susie B.
Hello, all. Blessings and love to everyone.
Wow. And we've got Ellen again with us tonight.
Hey, everyone.
Great. And some of you may have recognized Ellen from last week's show. She was kind enough to join us. She's been doing this a long time, as well as all our other readers. and she was kind enough to join us this evening, and maybe, just maybe, we'll be able to get her to join us over on the site, too. I think if we're all really nice to her, we may be able to get her to do that. So let's be kind to her tonight. Okay.
As long as Jay doesn't scare anybody.
I don't think Jay's scaring anybody. And by the way, we've got Grace back with us tonight. Grace wasn't able to join us last week because her work schedule doesn't always enable her to be on our Sunday night show. But tonight she was able to join us again, so that's wonderful. And just to give everybody an idea of the callers that we have in the queue, I'll just give you your area codes to tell you which ones are coming up first. We've got a 602 coming up. We've got a 302. We've got a 717. We've got a 512, a 239, and a 708. Those are just some of the ones that I see in the queue that will be coming up. And then we also have after that a 631 and a 904, and then another 717, and then a 773. So that's what we've got right now in the queue. So just so you know where you are in the queue, and we'll try and get to every single person on the line tonight. That is our goal. The show has really gained in popularity, and I know on behalf of all of our readers, we want to thank everybody for listening. What I find amazing is not only are you all kind enough to listen to this show live, but you go back and listen to the podcast. And believe it or not, we have a 900% increase of people listening to the show on the podcast that actually listen to the live show, which is pretty amazing. And I think that for people who are calling in live, what I think they don't know and what you don't understand is when you're calling in and you've got a problem and you're being kind enough to open yourself up and call us for advice or some help or just some guidance, it allows other people who listen to that, even if they're not listening to it live, to be able to hear not only that maybe they're not the only one in that boat, that there's people who are having trouble with their love lives, with their children, with their jobs, with their finances. They're not alone. And so sometimes it's just kind of welcoming to know that you're not the only person in that boat that looks like it's going down. And we all know that through faith, no boats that on this show are going to sink. Right, guys?
Correct.
Yeah. Right.
Correct. There we go. Okay, we'll go ahead and take our first caller. This is from area code 602 with a prefix of 696. Welcome to the Network of Christian Psychics.
Hi, this is Sandy. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Sandy.
Hi,
Sandy.
I wanted to let you know I called last week, and mm-hmm. Reverend Jay was correct. I had asked whether I would get this one commission and taken care of this week or by next week, and he said no. And on Wednesday, I found out that the client gave me the wrong doctors. We had to order medical records on a new doctor, and they wouldn't be ready until this coming Friday. So, therefore, I couldn't overnight the check, so he was right.
Right on
so
the money.
So my question is, I have a friend by the name of Trish, and I was going to ask her tomorrow whether she would loan me $300, because obviously I won't be getting my commission until like the 30th.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I would say that since you connected so well, Sandy, with Reverend Jay, we're going to go ahead and put him back on. But before we do that, can you tell us what part of the country you're calling from?
Phoenix, Arizona.
Phoenix, Arizona. Very good. And I do recall that call. And I think that that Jay did a really good job for you. So, Reverend Jay, what can you share with Sandy about whether or not Trish is going to be able to help her with that funding that she needs?
Hi, Sandy. Sorry, that was bad news. But I think if you let go of your fear and believe and trust, that the money will be there for you to borrow. So that's what I got right away. And I do feel bad that it didn't work out. You know, it's hard sometimes to tell people the opposite of what they want to hear. And I
no, but I'd rather know the truth. But I tried everything to get everything done. But like I said, on Wednesday, I found out that he had given me his wrong doctor. And then I emailed him a really long email. And he goes, what do you want? The email's so long. And I just basically was very nice, but I was like reaming him out. And he goes, what do you want? And I go, I want your primary doctor from 2005 to 2011. And he emails me two words, the first and last name of the doctor. and he could have given it to me 5 weeks ago. He was being an ass, but anyhow. So anyhow, I also have one other question. I'm screening for a medical study tomorrow, and if I qualify, because they always want healthy people, but they always check your blood and urine and stuff like that. So if I qualify, or check into their facility on the 3rd of January through the 23rd of January, so we'd be there for 20 days, and then on the 30th of January, we get our check of $5,350. So do you see me completing the study and getting $5,350 on the 30th of January?
Reverend Jay?
Yeah, I wasn't right ready for that. Can you just give me 1 second, and I'm going to try to zone in on that.
Sure.
Get 5,000. I'm getting, yeah, you are going to get it.
Oh, good.
Okay, yeah, I got it. You're going to have to make sure that you follow through with everything, but, yeah, it seems like a good possibility.
Well, that's good.
And it looks like it's, you know, it'll help you change your life. I guess it's going to make a big difference in your life for, I'm unsure why, but, I got it's like a new beginning, or it's going to change your life somehow or help you.
Well, I'm supposed to be getting a big inheritance in January also, like a couple of $1 million. And people have told me that since July of this year. So I hope that actually comes true also.
Oh, well, maybe that's the big change in your life. Change your life.
That would change my life.
Okay, well, I guess I'll pass it on. There's a lot of
very
great reading tonight, and you're going to be very happy with everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you, Reverend Jay. Grace, what do you have for Sandy this evening?
I'm not really picking up too much. I know that I feel like that she has a lot of fear. Going on right now, and she just needs to release that fear, because the fear is holding her back from receiving the money.
Okay, very good. Thank you. And Reverend Susie B., what do you have for Sandy this evening?
I'm getting a yes on her question for the study, and I'm also getting a yes for her inheritance.
Yay!
Very good. That's good news. Very good. I love that. And I'm going to ask Ellen, what does she see for Sandy this evening?
What I wanted to ask you about your study, is this something to do with your sugar levels?
No. This is a company that's been around for, 27 years, and they represent all the big pharmaceutical companies, so they want all healthy people. You can't be on any medications, and I'm not on any medications. I'm a healthy person.
Good.
But you never know when you go in. Maybe something might be off, but I don't have any problems with my sugar whatsoever.
I just heard the first thing was blood sugar, and then what I was picking up is that I do see the money, but I also see it as slightly tilted, that I don't know, is to say that your fear is holding you back, or you're really, like, scrambling and force so much, you're missing the big picture of it all. So if you do get the money in January, probably like February, you really need to streamline your thought to how you can, you know, procure your money and keep your money and invest it, because right now everything is so sideways. And that's what I was getting.
Okay,
just don't get overly too excited about it.
Okay. All righty then. Do you have any other question regarding what Ellen just said, Sandy?
No.
Okay. Very good. All righty. I think that those were some great words. I think everybody was pretty much on the same page there, with the exception, I think, where Ellen is saying that there might be a little bit of a sugar issue when you go in for this test, although it doesn't necessarily mean that there's going to be a sugar issue, Perhaps. When are you going in for this test?
We're screening tomorrow at 10:15.
Okay. So, you know what? It probably wouldn't hurt to make sure you don't eat any sweets tonight. Not that you were planning on eating any, right? But maybe that's a good idea.
I don't even have any sweets in the house.
Good for you. You know what? That's the very best way to do it. If it's not there, no one eats it, right? I like that thinking.
Right.
Sandy,
right.
Thank you so much for calling
in.
Thank you for validating Reverend Jay this evening as well. And as you know, if you ever want to speak with him privately, you can go to the networkofchristianpsychics.com, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. God bless, and thanks for calling in. Okay, let's go ahead and get to our very next caller, who's calling in from area code 302 with a prefix of 731. Welcome to the Network of Christian Psychics.
Hi, my name's Ronnie from Delaware, and
I really enjoyed
your program last week, and I'm very happy that I got through tonight.
Thank you. I'm so glad that you were listening last week. I appreciate that so much. So how can we help you?
Well, my family is in turmoil. It just seems like it's one thing after another with a lot of issues, and I was just wondering if you could give me anything you might be picking up from Spirit, if this is going to get better. It seems like we just get over one thing and something else happens.
Right, right. And I can tell you right now, my guides are sending me straight to Grace. Grace, you must already have a message for Ronnie.
I do. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi.
I don't know what happened recently, if it was a family gathering.
Yeah, we had a past.
Okay.
We did have a family gathering just this weekend.
Okay, yeah. Well, it just seems like, who was the big guy who blew up? I mean, there was one big guy that just, like, outburst or something. Who is that?
Just emotion.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I have, there is an older gentleman here that is between the two of you. Where does this big guy fit into the picture with you? Is he your brother, a husband, uncle, or someone?
The one in the past?
Yes.
That was my brother-in-law.
Okay. Yeah, I kept sensing brother, you know, or family, close family member, and was his passing quite sudden?
Well, no, he was sick for a while, but he kept pulling through, so it was kind of still expecting him to pull through, but this time he didn't make it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I know that he misses everyone, but he's with you in spirit. And he says if you ever notice when you're driving down the street and you get very upset or angry about traffic, he's trying to help you maneuver around that. It's sort of funny. But... anyway, is there any particular question that you can ask me that I will ask him and see if I can get an answer for you?
I don't know. We're still kind of...
Go ahead, dear. I'm sorry.
This is my sister's husband. I don't know. She's still looking for papers. They're still trying to get things situated. If he can give me any insight on that.
Yes, there are papers, and they are in a box. It's very unusual, but yes, this gentleman that came to me, the large gentleman that you showed past, he is trying to show me a box, some type of a box. I don't know if it's a metal box or a filing box or something, but there is a box that she is overlooking.
Okay.
And she's going to find the right documents in that box. And he says that you were always good with her in helping her sort of stay level-headed, level-minded, and he knows that he's going to be there to help you with her because she's going to have a hard holiday coming up. But he knows that, you know, you love her very much and that with your love, she will get through it.
Okay.
Yep. But no, the box, just going to ask her, you know, the box has been it's been put away for quite a while. And,
okay.
So anyway, that's what I'm getting. But he loves you all very much, and he feels like that he was somewhat of a burden, but he feels that he was, and he apologizes for that, but he has a lot of great love for your sister, and he's hoping that you can be there for her and help her as much as you can.
I will try.
Okay. Well, thank you, Ronnie.
Do you think? Do you see anything settling down? Because we have other crises too.
Well, this one I take it is the largest one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With all of this, is there money related to his death?
Well, yeah, that's between but that's
okay.
Between him and he has a will and everything. He's okay there, but we have other family members in health crisis and. It just, I just don't know whether things are going to pan out.
Well, let me tell you, with the shift that is taking place, a lot of those that have got a lot of, there's going to be a lot more anxiety coming about. And I don't want to give you the bad news, but a lot of anxiety and stress and everything is going to get a little worse before it gets any better, but the new year looks promising for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
The
thank
new
you,
year looks very promising. You are so welcome, dear.
May I say something?
Yes, Ellen, please. I was going to go to you next, please.
Rhonda, it's a file box, a cardboard
box.
And it's in the back of a closet, like in a shed or something where he used to hang out and do things.
Okay.
So I looked. That's what I was getting. I looked there, and things are smoothing over. That's what I'm seeing.
Okay, great. Great. Thank you, Alan. Thank you, Reverend Jay.
Hi. I have three angels that came right in. It was Haniel, Uriel, and Michael, and there's some turmoil going on. It's going to fluctuate through the holiday of, you know, it is going to go into the beginning of the year, but I do, like Grace said, feel like it's going to level out. I didn't get anything on the paperwork because I actually didn't ask, but I am getting this big psychic thing about your intuitiveness, or do you do energy healing?
I'm thinking about exploring it. I do a little Reiki.
Okay. Then I think you should be, with your Reiki, you can do a lot of energy family. And I think you should, because getting, like this real big message about use your psychic abilities and to help men. So send that love from your heart through Yushi Reiki, and how to do it if you know how to do Reiki, and just send it to each individual person. Ask for them to be calm, to bring in angels too. Call on Michael is probably why he came in right away, because he wants you to cut all those negative cords that are, everywhere. It seems to me, it kind of reminds me of, wires behind your TV where they're all just knotted or, in a bundle. So, always wires can be taken out one at a time and you can straighten the mess out. So, take those cords that are all entangled, and I kind of feel like they're wanting you to do the work as the energy healer. And so, because I was really getting that, you need to do something psychically, and Reiki is a really powerful method in in helping people calm their emotions to, you know, you can have them stop seeing illusions, stop, you know, face the truth, have them come back to love, turn back to harmony. You know, you can do that all through Reiki, you know, ground yourself and send that energy to them. The Reiki energy is really strong right now. I'm also a Reiki master teacher, practitioner, and you know, there's some new 5D Reiki that's coming in that's going to be really, really strong after the 21st, but I would go ahead and start right now, you know, work on the people that are worse and just try to untangle it like you're untangling cords behind your TV, one at a time. You know, focus on that person, have the archangels bring in healing drops of love and harmony and peace, and, you know, and I do see it leveling out, but not quite for a while.
Okay, great. Thank you, Reverend Jay. And Ronnie, I'm going to ask also Reverend Susie B. what she sees regarding these things.
Thank you.
Reverend Susie?
Actually, I'm getting a message for Ronnie about her career. And
okay.
The message I'm getting is that you are going to be recognized for very high quality work and being a team player. And the message is that you will be moving up in your career.
Yeah. That's good.
That's a good thing,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is. It's always a good
Wonderful.
Thing.
Wonderful.
Okay. Now, Ronnie, I'm going to ask a question of you.
Okay.
I'm getting who's the smoker, number one. Who's the smoker in the family?
Living is my brother.
Okay. Is this the one that there's some issues going on regarding this brother right now? Or
no, I have no. This one,
okay.
No. I have another one with health issues.
Okay. I was getting smoking. I'm getting, and I'm going to tell you this. I don't know who this is, and if it hasn't been diagnosed yet, I'm going to upset you, and I don't want to. But there's somebody who's in the large group that's dealing with a little bit of perhaps cancer. Is this true? Are you aware of this?
No, we have a cousin that had lung cancer.
Okay.
But
there. That's the thing that I was getting at. The smoker with the lungs, the lung cancer. That's what, and I just didn't want to say it, and I hate.
No, I think that he's in the hospital. He's pretty much the last stage. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
So you know what's going on there.
I don't
need to give you any more information there. Okay, good. That was the thing that was coming through really, really strong, and I just had to kind of bring it to the surface. The other thing that this is, like, so weird, I'm getting a couple of different things. Something about the Bible. Now, I don't know what this, if this has to do with the gentleman that Grace was talking about, but I keep getting information on a Bible. The Bible. Check the Bible. Did you look in the Bible?
No, I'll pass that on.
Please do, because for whatever reason, I feel like there's something in there that could maybe shed light on some things. I don't know how or why, but that's all I kept hearing was check the Bible, check the Bible, check the Bible. You should have looked in the Bible first, that kind of thing. So definitely check that, okay?
Well, yeah.
Okay, great. Now, does anybody else have anything to add for Ronnie from Delaware? No. Okay. Then I think we're good. Ronnie, I hope this has been a good read for you this evening.
It was wonderful, and thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. Many blessings, and let us know if there's anything else we can do, okay?
All right. Bye-bye now.
God bless. Bye-bye now. Well, she's a sweet soul. Okay, here we go. We're going to go ahead and take our very next caller. This is a caller from 717 with a prefix of 838. Welcome to the Network of Christian Psychics.
Hello?
Well, hello. What's your first name?
Okay, let me tell you first. My name is Roland, and I'm Ronnie's brother.
Okay.
You just talked to Ronnie. And we had the same issues, and I'm dealing with the other people that had the problems here that are still alive.
Okay.
And I have so many issues to deal with, like my whole life's upside down, and I am a smoker.
What's
the question?
Well,
what is the question, yeah?
I had the same question she had because she told me to call, but she got it first. Except she was dealing with the brother-in-law that just passed, and I'm dealing with the other family members that have severe problems, which some of them are undiagnosed at this time. It's been going on for maybe a year.
Okay. Okay, so.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Undiagnosed, did you have some kind of clue? Because it looks like, you know, everyone's making, you know, your family's in turmoil, but it's like no one's stepping up to do what they need to do for themselves. Everyone's looking at each other going, well, you're undiagnosed, you did this, you did that, I did that, you did that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's nothing, like the one person's in a hospital and they can't tell what's wrong with them. The other one's in a nursing home. This is my mother. She's paralyzed. Half her body's paralyzed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're local here to me. Like, I'm in this area. Ronnie's in Delaware. The other sister passed. She's in Pittsburgh, so I'm the one right here dealing with it or trying to deal with it.
Okay.
And to tell you the truth, I don't know what to do because no one can tell me what's wrong, really wrong with all these people.
Okay, Ellen, I'm gonna have you hold on for just 1 second there. I'm getting two things here. I'm gonna pass it to Reverend Jay for a moment, but before
okay.
I do, I want to tell you, I want to ask this odd question, and it is an odd question. The mother with the I got the warming from the waist down completely down very bad. That would show the paralyzation, but that's really only on one side. You say correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. And they've checked for stroke and all that good stuff, right? And
she had all that. She had the major stroke.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So, well, let me, if I may, please. I'm getting that warming sensation, but I'm going to pass it to Reverend Jay because my guides are telling me send it to Reverend Jay. So, Reverend Jay, what can you do for this nice gentleman?
Okay. What I'm getting is. This. I'm getting a couple of things because it is like a little entanglement is what I'm feeling still. I'm getting fear surrounding money. I don't know what that is, but I'm getting a message that says that you have to go forward fearlessly. Stop being afraid. Stop. I think what I'm getting so much fear from all these different avenues, and you know, I just want to tell you something really quickly about fear is an illusion. There, fear is an ego mechanism to, so that if you are in danger, you experience fear, and then you have the choice to either fight or run. So if you're not in physical danger, then it's an illusion. Because then you either fight or the fear isn't real. And mostly what you find out when you face fear, when you tackle it directly, that there is no fear. It's a created emotion that you've created to try to protect yourself from what you're fearful of. But that fear really isn't, it's an illusion. And once you face a fear, almost all fears go away. That doesn't mean the problem goes away. It means the fear of the problem goes away, where you'll be able to focus in on the problem more specifically. So if you can let go of the fear, okay, start living in the moment. You know, like right now, you're not in any situation that is putting you out on the street. So right now, you're not in a life-threatening situation. You know, you're capable of looking at the situation at multiple angles. So once you let go of that fear, you will be able to rationalize better. So that's one thing that I'm getting. I don't know what the money thing is. I do feel like, are you starting a new relationship?
Not that I know of. No.
Oh. Was there something
well,
that
you... Well,
you
never know, hopefully.
Okay, did you... have you talked to somebody that you dated before recently?
No.
Okay.
I talked to people, but, you know, hopefully
right,
that would...
I have a feeling somebody's coming back into your life, okay? That's what I'm saying. I'm getting, like, a whole bunch of messages that are, it seems scattered to me, but, you know, I have to tell you what I'm getting. So,
hey, I'm available, you know. But, you know, I've been on hold because of all this stuff, you know, and I don't know which way to turn. It's like I tackle the issues one at a time, but there's multiple between this and other things, business, you know. And
right. Do you do self-employment? Are you self-employed?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And so that's where I just heard self-employed, and I heard that, so let go. I think you're going to be okay with your self-employment. I think you're going to get a little bit of cash flow. I think it's going to start to pick up for you. So if that can ease some of the, and I just got a confirmation on that, you know, and another one right there, that it's going to ease up a little bit for you. So if you can let go of some of that fear, it will lessen your stress level, and you'll be able to be stronger on the other fronts, you know, of helping your mom and, you know, all the ill people around you that you're now being, you know, called to help. And, you know, just remember that you have to take care of yourself first if you're going to be helpful for anyone, because if you don't take care of yourself, then you can help no one because you're going to be floundering yourself. So, you know, good. And I really get that. I got it again. Be fearless. You know, that's what they're saying. Be fearless. And I, so hopefully I'll have alleviated a little of your stress, but I do see that, you know, your financial situation, you're not going to have to be so fearful of with your self-employment. So,
great. Thank you, Jay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll pass that on.
Thank you, Reverend Jay. Grace, what are you seeing for Roland right now? I know that he and his sister are very concerned. There's a lot of things going on. I think correct me if I'm wrong, Roland, do you feel like there's like too much negative energy coming at your family? Like, what the heck
yes.
is going on? Yeah, because
yes.
you're wondering if somebody put something against you, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
that's
and,
what I was, yeah.
Yeah, and I tell you what, thank you, Dr. Jenny, because I've been sitting here and I, you know, I told you all before we even went on air that there were like 8 spirits around me, and like 5 of them are connected with this family, Roland and Ronnie, and they are there to love you guys. They see where you all are feeling that everything is falling apart. I mean, what you all used to have, you don't feel like you have anymore. Is that right, Roland?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Well, that's what I have found from the family members here that are, they're very sad and upset over this. But all they want to do is put their loving arms around you all and reunite the family. And they said, sometimes as hard as it can be, you can break through and do this. You really can't. But there is no curse or anything on the family, none at all. It is, a lot of it has to do with things that are going on right now. It's happening to a lot of people. And I know your sister said that she, was it your sister that does the Reiki? Ronnie,
yeah, she,
is it Ronnie?
Yeah. Well, she was
okay.
in, like well, checking into it, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, the one thing that I do know is that after everything passes, after the end of the year, those of us who have that know about Reiki and know that we have the 7 chakras are going to become 1 chakra, and it's going to be more powerful and easier to access. And let her be, I hope that she's still on the line or is still listening, because I want her to be very open to it. She is going to become very enlightened herself. And I believe it's a grandmother figure that is going to be a guide for her. And I'm getting the name either Helen or Ellen or something like that. That was in your family tree. Do you know of this person?
What was his name?
It's either Helen or Ellen.
No.
I think you might have had like an Aunt Helen or maybe an Aunt Louise or something like that, but it's Heloise or something different. It's just a different name. And
there's a lot of different names in our family, yes. We're very
yeah,
ethnic.
Okay,
yeah.
So that's what she's telling me, that, it, you know, she's the unique one. And to figure out which family heritage that was, and that is the one that's going to be your sister's guide, and it's going to help you guys. You need really set things aside, the two of you, and show your love for the family and try to mend the broken heart and all the fences. But there is no curse. There's just nothing but family love and good energy that is around all of you. It's just you guys have been through a lot. I mean, everybody has been through a lot, but you guys have had, like, you've had a tsunami on top of a hurricane, and it's just like, okay, when is the wind going to die down? Because you know? It just keeps coming at you guys, and you're very strong, and you're very strong will. And if you can just do some deep breathing, it will all surpass, and you're going to find the new year is going to bring much relief to all of you.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Grace.
Yes,
and
you.
I'm going to go to Ellen now. And Ellen, what do you have for Roland?
Well, Roland, first of all, I want to assure you no one's put anything against you. It's just, unfortunately, the passage of our lives and our time. And what I was reading when picking up from Reverend Jay is that fearless is to really kind of focus on yourself a little bit more. I know you love your family and you want to be with them and help them, but there's only so much any of us can do if this is God's plan, as much as we don't understand it. But I also agree that there is going to be a lot more relief come the new year. And to move ahead, and don't be afraid to, I'm going to say look out for yourself, but to do more for yourself and focus on yourself a little bit more. You can still do that, and don't feel guilty that if you do spend a little more time focusing on yourself, you're not letting anyone down. You're not letting anyone, you know, anything like that. You're just trying to focus on yourself so you can be there for everyone else.
Okay.
And that's part of the fearless, too, because just because you decide, well, I'm going to pass on this and I'm going to go out in a movie or have a friend at lunch, doesn't mean you don't love your family. It just means you need time for yourself. And you need to focus on yourself, because otherwise you're just going to be adrift. And I think you can do that. And I think the lady's name that they were looking for was Helena. But that was just my impression.
Very good.
You're a good soul, and it's going to work out well. Just don't feel guilty. This is not your fault. This is not anyone's fault.
Okay,
very good. Thank you, Ellen, so much. And Reverend Susie B., what do you have for Roland? Who, by the way, I want to know, does everyone in your family have R's in the beginning of their name? We got Ronnie, we got Roland.
No.
Okay.
No, a few of them.
A few of them, okay.
There's a few Rolands,
too. Do you really? Good. That's okay. That's not a bad thing. What are you getting for Roland, Susie?
Roland, I've actually got the vision of the emperor, and you really are representing the emperor in your family, and you are the organization and the logic, and you take the role of the leadership, and I'm just very sorry that everything is going this way for your family. But the one message, the very strong message I'm getting for you is that everything is very quite overwhelming when it's in a big whole pie. And the best thing that you can do is just break down the pie slice by slice and do what you can do. And rest. You've just got to let go and let God do the work, because, you know, you don't want to deplete your own energy. And I do feel a along with the others, that you will see some relief in the coming year.
Okay.
And I'm going to I'm gonna say something here. Thank you, Susie. I want to just ask you something if I can here, Roland. This might seem kind of weird. Are we getting Italian here?
Yeah.
Are you Italian? Yeah. Okay. Because I'm
half Italian. Yes.
Well, we all have a good half and a not good half. I'm Italian. I had to go there.
Those halves are good.
Okay, good. I like that. I'm getting a lot of anxiety from you. It's so overwhelming. I can tell, and I don't think I'm wrong. I think all of our readers are almost overwhelmed by the anxiety coming off of you tonight. It's so incredibly strong, okay?
I'm calm right now.
Now
I'm
you're
calm. I'm actually calm. This is being calm for me.
Okay. Well,
I
can sense it, and I know everyone else can sense it too. And it's just really, really strong. And I'm getting the message, as Grace did and as Jay did and Ellen and Susie, everyone's saying it's going to be okay. I love Susie's advice. Take it, the pie a piece at a time. Just chop it up. I'm getting a message from somebody on the other side, but I want to make sure that it is for you and not somebody else, because I've had several around me. Does your last name begin with an F as in Frank?
Yes.
Okay, good. Then this message is definitely for you. And I'm going to be a little harsh with you now, okay?
Okay. Right.
Here you go, okay? Here we go. Okay, here it comes. Basically, this is from somebody on the other side. This is a woman from the other side, and she's tough, and she's tough as nails. And doesn't mean she didn't have a soft, compassionate side, but she didn't take any garbage from anybody. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. She's saying, everyone forgive me for this language, but I'm just going to come out and say it. She's saying, knock off the crap, do what you got to do, take your hits. I don't know what she means by that. Take your hits and start moving forward. Basically, she's telling you to quit being a baby. I have no idea what she's talking about, but you do.
Well, you probably had to translate that.
Okay, let me translate that a little bit. She's basically telling you.
I understand what you're saying, but she spoke Italian.
Okay. Yeah. See, it does. I am Italian,
okay,
by the way, and she didn't speak to me in Italian. I got it just the way I got it, basically in those words. So when I tell you she ran she was one tough cookie.
That's my grandmother.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's one tough cookie, and she is like, you know, she's just telling you like it is. And I wanted to make sure I had the right Roland. And she told me, say the F, if you'll know it, ask him. She was validating it to me. That's why I came off with that. But she's just saying, basically, and I'm going to repeat it again, knock off the crap, and this is her words, not mine. Everyone, please forgive me for my language, but she's saying, knock it off. Quit being a namsy, pamsy. I don't know why this is what she's saying. Quit being a baby, you know, like, this is the way it is. Suck it up. Move forward. You know what you got to do to make things right. Just do it. Now knock it off. And this is the energy, and it's very strong. So I have to relate it the way it comes to me, because I wouldn't be true to my gift if I didn't. So please forgive me for being so strong with that.
No, it's fine.
Okay. All right. So you know exactly where she's at and what she means by this, correct?
Yeah, correct. I mean, I've been told in a lot more blunt ways, the way my family is. I understand.
Well, I'm softening up some of the stuff even she said, okay?
Right.
So
okay.
All I'm telling you is she's so strong, and let me put it this way. She could put a truck driver to shame, okay? She is bam. This is how it's going to be. Bam. And I'm trying to soften it just a little, but still get her message across. I think that was quite clear. Now I know that somebody else, one of our advisors, has something to say. Is it Grace?
Yes, Dr.
Yes.
Jenny. Is this the same energy that you see that she talks with her hands?
Yeah, she's Italian.
Yeah. She's like shaking that right hand with her fingers, and she is like, you know, tell the boy to straighten up.
Right. Well, exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
Dr. Jenny?
Yes, Ellen, yes.
He wants to hit him on the head so bad right now.
Yeah.
Nona. Oh, my God, Nona, stop.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, you know, I know we took a lot of time with you, Roland, tonight, but this is what we're all seeing, and I think it's pretty clear right now. And, yes, as I was giving you this message, my right hand is slapping into my left hand. I don't know if you heard me doing that. You hear that? It's going.
Yeah.
It's going. She's talking. She's going, ba ba da ba ba da ba and yeah, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. And I'm like, okay, you know. Hold on a second. I can't use those words. So there you go, Roland. I think you got your message and then some, and I hope this is kind of for you in particular, but it's also for some of the other people in the family. Like,
yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying, Roland?
Yes.
Yeah. There's no family
okay.
curse. There's
yeah.
no family
and,
curse or anything.
Yeah. She's basically telling you all to knock off the bull crap. Knock it off. Let me tell you, she was here, she would pull you all by the hair. You'd be in so much trouble, you have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. So,
make you
Roland,
some dinner.
I hope this has been good for you.
Yes. I really appreciate it. It's really very helpful.
You're very, very welcome. Listen, God bless and have a wonderful evening.
All right. God bless you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye now. Okay. Let's go on to our next caller. This is a caller coming from 512 and a prefix of 801, and I want to welcome you to the Network of Christian Psychics. What's your first name?
Hi. My name's Yvonne.
Hi. Yvonne. Well, Yvonne, welcome to the show. And what part of
Thank
the country
you.
Are you calling from?
Texas.
Texas. Texas is like a world, isn't it? I mean, you know, there's this. Yeah, I want to tell you something about Texas. I have to say this because I just found this out today. I bought a lot of property in Texas that was worth absolutely nothing, but I thought it'd be kind of cool. So I just found out today that they found oil not too far away from where my property is, and it's right on the line. So you know what? I may love Texas even more than I even realized.
Oh, I bet.
I bet. How can we help you tonight?
First of all, I was wondering about a relationship.
Okay.
I met someone. And I was just wondering if maybe you guys see something happening there.
Okay, very good. I'm asking, actually, my guides are sending me straight over to Ellen right now. Ellen, what do you have for Yvonne right now from Texas?
Well, when I was feeling this, the first thing I got was a lot of sorrow. I don't know if one or both of you are still going through a hard time and not exactly really meeting on the right realm, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Still a little edgy, still a little sketchy, still a little timid.
Yeah.
And I think that if this is to move forward, you guys... Whoever is doing it, I don't know if it's one or both of you, to be honest with you. I just kind of feel from the relationship, either find out what the issue is and then see if this is really the right guy for you. Because I'm wondering if it's his sorrow, he's not getting over it quick enough. I shouldn't say it that way. He's not dealing with it to where he can have another relationship yet. He's not a bad guy. You just,
oh, so are you saying, like, they still have feelings for someone?
No, I just, like, overall, like, a loss. Like, he feels lost.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Very good. Thank you. Thank you so much, Ellen. Grace, what do you have for Yvonne tonight?
Hi, Yvonne. I have a question for you.
Okay.
What is your gut telling you, girl, that you're not listening to? You keep telling yourself, I just don't know. And your gut is telling you something every time you're with this guy. And I see you getting out of the car and wondering, what am I even doing in this, doing anything with him? I think you have a lot of skepticism with him. And I don't know why that is. So did you know him before you started going out with him? or seeing him?
No.
Okay.
No. We just
he hasn't. He hasn't told you much. Is this the guy?
No.
He hasn't told you very much, and you're sort of. You have sort of opened up a little more than what he has to you. Is that correct?
Yeah, maybe just a little bit.
Okay.
But he has opened up. You know, we were pretty much doing the same thing, you know, learning about each other.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know, just kind of stopped.
Well, I'll be quite honest with you. You know, you can have a fun holiday if you wanted to, but I really think that he'll be moving along and after the first of the year and close to the end of February or March, there will be a new relationship coming for you that you're gonna be much happier with. If you're open to it.
Okay.
Very good. Thank you, Grace. Thank you. And Reverend Jay, what do you have for Yvonne tonight?
I actually, Raphael came in right away, and he's a healing angel. And are you still having a broken heart?
I don't think my heart's broken anymore.
Okay. Are you still grieving your past relationship?
Every now and then. I'll think about it.
Well, I think that that's going to be on the mend. I feel like you have a bunch of angels, like a whole cluster of these. They actually look like cherubs with the arrows, you know, that for love.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, all these little love angels or romance angels are there. They're, like, right around you wanting you to, you have to heal yourself before you can be available for another person is the number one thing that you have to do if you really want to be in love again. I feel like this person that, you want to fall in love, but I don't feel like this is the right person. Like Grace said, you can actually have a good holiday if you want. I see that, you're going to have some, do you feel like it's moving fast with this person?
Fast?
Yes.
At first I thought that, but it came to started moving really slow.
Oh, okay. Well, I got something that that there was some sensation of fast. So, I just think really just pick out what you really want. You know, end your fear and your cut the cords to your previous relationship so that your heart can be 100% mended. Let the call the angels in. Say, angels, please come and heal my heart. I want to be done, and I want to be ready for the perfect person in my life. Somebody who honors me as who I am. Somebody who respects me for who I am. Someone who will treat me with all the values that I dream, and somebody that I can honor and respect, and have a lifelong commitment. And I think that person's coming in. And maybe those little cherubs are for Valentine's Day. So maybe the beginning of February towards, I think Valentine's Day is like February 13th. So somewhere between that time, if you heal yourself, cut those cords, bring those angels in, start taking care of yourself, treating and loving yourself, I think you're going to have a really happy, unexpected outcome that you wouldn't have thought of.
Oh, very good. Thank you. Thank you, Reverend Jay. That's great.
Can I ask you something else?
Is it a follow-up to that question, to what he had just said to you? Sure.
No, it's something else. Absolutely.
Unfortunately, we're trying to limit it to one call, one question per caller, because we have so many callers on the line, and I want to try and get to all of them. But you could always call Jay at the Network of Christian Psychics, and he'll be happy to do a follow-up answer. And I know Reverend Susie B. was is sitting on the wings. She has some information for you, too, right now, Yvonne.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Hi, Yvonne. Yes, what I'm getting is really strong is that you know yourself deep down inside. You know the answer to the relation about the relationship that you're in right now. You know already where it would be headed or would be ending. And to follow what your instincts are.
Okay.
That's the message I'm getting, and I know that you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. All righty. Okay. There you go. I think we've had all of our readers kind of give you what their feelings were already. I'm going to ask you something, if I may, Yvonne. I'm just coming from the heart here. So when I ask this question, I want you to also just open up for a moment. Is it true that you're only letting a part of yourself be seen in this relationship, this new relationship that you're looking at, because you are afraid of getting hurt? And even though you feel like you've gotten over the past hurt and that you've healed, that as part of that healing process, you haven't truly really opened your heart back up the way it should be?
Yes, you're right.
Okay. And what I'm going to suggest to you, and this is the hardest thing in the world, it's so hard and it's so easy for me to say, and sometimes I'm almost, I wish I didn't say it, but I have to, because the angels always show me. They show me like it's like a birdcage, and then they show me the door opening up on the birdcage, and there's your heart. And what this means to me is when they show me this is that, you know, if you want true love and you really want the person who you could share the rest of your life with to be a true companion, because I'm saying you need a companion in a lot of different ways. You know, it's not just a chemistry thing you're looking for. You know, you're looking for somebody to grow old with. You want somebody to trust, to rely on, someone who's just going to be there, someone who could just grab your hand when maybe you're reading a book or watching a TV show. You're not looking for anything incredible, but you just want something solid and sturdy and to find the peace that you've been looking for so long. And their message to you is open your heart, because if you don't let them see the real you, how can you ever see the real them? It's like going to the store and buying a brown bag, but you're not allowed to look on the inside. You could just feel the brown bag. So you don't, well, that sounds very sexual. I didn't mean it that way. You know what I'm talking about? I'm not saying he can feel you and then decide, but what I mean is it's like you don't know what's in the bag, and then you're not going to spend that money and come home and wait and see what's in the bag. You want to know what's in the bag, so reveal your true self. Don't be afraid of that, because you hold back because you're so afraid. You're also afraid of what the other person will think. Who cares what they think? You be you. Revel and be thrilled in who you are, and let them appreciate who you are. And if they don't appreciate who you are, you move on to the next one, because then they're not unique enough for you. You see what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah.
Makes sense?
It does.
Okay. All righty. We are thrilled you called us tonight. We will all say a prayer for you. You're truly a wonderful person. And I would love for you to call us back and let us know how you're doing, okay?
I'll do that. Thank you, everybody.
All right.
Have a nice evening.
You're very, very welcome. Thank you. You too. Okay, we're going to go head on to our next caller.
Dr.
Yes,
Jenny.
Jay.
Can I just say something real quick? I didn't get it. You didn't ask me if I had anything to tell everybody. And I want to tell this because a 12-12 is coming up, and it's just, I'll do it very, very fast because I know there's so many callers. On 12-11 at right before midnight, what you want to do is you want to get ready for 12-12, because the activation time on 12-12, and this is something that a lot of people haven't conveyed yet, is the activation time is 12:01 a.m. to 6 a.m. And during that time, you want to consciously say, I accept the pre-agreements that I made for this life and to be the light that I'm to be. So that's from 12 a.m. to 6 a.m. you want to be accept those pre-agreements that you made when you came into this life so that all your activations can be activated.
So tell everybody once again what they need to say.
You have to say, I accept the pre-agreements that I made to be a light at this time for the world. And I request to be activated on all my pre-agreements or something similar. And the other thing is at 10 a.m. the following morning on 12-12, 10 to 3 p.m. is a course of expansion. So you want to make sure that you get your pre-agreements activated, and you have to consciously do this. They will not activate on their own. You have to request an activation. So, and then you have to request the expansion, which is 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. So I just wanted to tell everybody that, and we can go right on to the next caller.
Nope, that's perfect. I'm glad you did that. So you basically they can say on 12-12, I accept the pre-agreement that I made, and I ask that they be activated now, correct?
That's simple. And
okay, how easy is that, folks?
Yes,
okay.
And do it in meditation or meditate on it or however you want to do it to the extent that you want to do it. But you do have to request it.
Very, very good.
All of the
Thank you.
Yeah, all of the ascension is about accepting it yourself and requesting it. You can't participate in it unless you accept it. Okay, or request.
Very good. All right, thank you. We're going to go ahead and take our next caller. Just remember, folks, I know that we only have time for one question per person tonight, but we are going to try and get to everybody on the line. We'll speed it up just a little bit now. And if you do have any further questions or you would like to speak to any of the advisors that you've spoken to or heard tonight, you can go to the networkofchristianpsychics.com and you can talk to each and every single one of them. So let's go ahead and take our next caller. This is caller from 239 with a prefix of 850. Welcome to the Network of Christian Psychics. Hello? Hello? Okay, we're going to put that person back on hold, and we're going to go ahead and take the next one. We'll keep them in the queue just in case. This is area code 708 with a prefix of 335. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi, how are you? What's your first name?
Oh, it's me, Delphine.
Delphine. Well, hello, Delphine. How are you?
I'm fine.
Wonderful. And what part of the country are you calling from?
Calumet City, Illinois.
Illinois. Okay, great. And I'm going to let you go ahead and ask your question for tonight.
Okay. What do you guys see for me for 2013 in terms of love?
Already my fingertips are getting warm because I already know. Okay, I'm going to go ahead, and the first person I'm going to send you to is Ellen. Ellen, what are you seeing for Delphine and as far as love goes for 2013?
Well, first thing I got is that you're meeting that special someone, or what you're having is cultivating. I just see that, I don't know, it's love is growing and blossoming. I just feel really positive about this. This is one of the few times anyone ever asked me about love that I can say I feel really good about it.
Oh, great. Wonderful. So you mean tonight? You mean on tonight's show?
No, just in general.
Really?
And people ask me about love, and I'm not always good with it, but sometimes it just really just blossoms like a whole new beginning. So.
Very good. I like that. Mm-hmm. Okay. The next person I'm going to put you over to is Reverend Jay. Reverend Jay, what do you have for Delphine on her love life for 2013?
I'm getting a new person's coming in, and it's going to begin a new phase. I feel like you're going to connect to him, like, energetically. You're going to know right away, like, you're going to feel like, wow, I'm so psychically in tune. I love that guy, you know. And it's going to be like that kind of power. I think that you have to stop procrastinating. I think you're holding yourself back from searching for love, and and that there's a little bit more going on than meets the eye. Are you like, I don't know, are you available for love?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm going to just say, be true to your heart. Somebody new is coming in, and you're going to like him. And you're going to know right away. You're going to know right away.
Wonderful. That's good stuff. Okay, and I'm going to ask Reverend Susie B., what is she seeing for Delphine right now for her love life? Because she wants to look forward to a good love life. It sounds like everyone's saying some good things. What do you see, Reverend Susie?
Well, I have Archangel Jamuel coming in, and the energy that I'm getting from her is that you are going to have somebody special coming in for you in 2013. So that
well,
is
do you know when? Like,
let me see if I can get that for you. You try to zone in on that and let me know coming through for that.
Okay.
I'm getting in May.
Mhm.
I got May too.
Me too.
Wow.
Like springtime.
That's pretty good.
Spring solstice.
That's
springtime.
That is
yeah.
Overwhelming.
That is really, really good. I think that's some pretty good news there. Great. Thank you, Reverend Susie. And you know what? Unfortunately, Grace got dropped, but she was able to get back into the chat room. And I don't know if she heard the question or if she's been able to connect. Grace, we've been talking to Delphine. She's from Illinois. And she was kind of asking what her love life looked like for romance for the upcoming 2013.
Oh. Are you seeing anyone now, Delphine?
No.
No one at all. Okay.
Nope.
I honestly, I got dropped, and and usually when I hear someone's voice is when I can connect with the energy and pick up something on them. So I really haven't heard you. I heard Reverend Susie B. Talking. And that was it. That's all I've heard. So I don't know. And you're not seeing anyone right now?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Are you quite young? Are you like 25, 26 years old?
No, actually, I'm in my 30s.
Okay. I'm picking up on someone's energy, and I don't know if they're in hold or what. There's someone... energy I'm picking up, and there's got a surprise package coming.
A surprise? Okay, we'll get to that in a minute. Well, it sounds like, Delphine, that you've got some really good news. And, you know, I think that Archangel Jamuel coming through is really great. I know that Reverend Susie B. mentioned that to you. And as you probably know, angels aren't so much gender specific, although they can take on either male or female form when we see them. And quite honestly, sometimes they switch even when we see them, depending on the situation and what's needed. So I think that by opening your heart and allowing Jamuel to help guide you to the right person is going to be really important, because one of the things that Jamuel does is to help you also release any judgmental attitudes. And this is kind of a funny thing for me to say to you, because I'm not calling you judgmental in any way, shape, or form. However, the fact that Jamuel's coming through, I've got to ask you this question. Do you think sometimes you judge prospective suitors a little too harshly?
Yes, a little bit, yeah.
Okay, all right. All right, so I think that's a little bit of what this archangel is coming through with, just kind of a little message to say, you know, don't think everyone has to fit in that box and that you have to take out, you know, your sheet of your checklist of everything you're looking for on that guy and check it all off. And if they're missing something, you roll up the paper, throw it out, and say, next, not good. I want you to give these guys a chance. It doesn't mean give somebody who's got red flags all over them a chance. You don't want to do that because you don't need that. That's trouble. But what I'm saying is give them a chance. That's what the archangel is trying to come through and let you know. And let you know that, you know, everyone has shortcomings. Everyone. You, me, everyone. And sometimes they don't have to be as big as a burden as you might think. Sometimes those shortcomings can become almost endearing because of the personality traits that the other person has. So sometimes maybe I'm seeing this bright red. It's not red. It's pink. It's this huge pink like heart in front of me. And what they're showing me is with this new love that's coming in 2013, and it is coming, and I'm getting the number 5, which fits in with what they were saying for May. But you know what? Open your heart, because guess what? Don't be so judgmental. Let this person into your life, and maybe they're weak in certain areas, but it's where you're strong. And maybe where you're weak, they'll be strong. And that's mm-hmm. how the pieces of the puzzle fit together beautifully. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, because when you talked about the list, I already have my list.
I know. They showed it to me. They actually showed me, and you're going to laugh at this, they were showing me a list with little boxes next to it, and, like, you in your mind check them off. Like, and if they don't meet the list, it's like moving on to the next one. And that's, you know, we've all been there. We've all done stuff like that, Reverend Jay. But I think that that wasn't as subliminal as it sounded, was it? I'm only teasing. But we all do that.
No, you're not.
Oh, man, I really was kidding. But I think we have to be really, really careful sometimes because we God gave us all these wonderful blessings, and he gave you some really stronger points in certain areas. And I want you to say, okay, because it's all right he's not that way because I got us covered for both of us. So this is good. And that's what I want you just to open up in that way, okay?
Okay.
All right, wonderful. I hope this has been helpful for you.
Yes, it has.
All right, great, sweetie. Please keep listening to the show and feel free to tune in again next Sunday night. We'd love to hear from you, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Take care now. Bye-bye. All righty, we're going to go ahead and take caller 631 with a prefix of 609. Welcome to the Network of Christian Psychics.
Hi, how are you?
Well, we are wonderful. Who are we speaking with?
My name is Mallory. I spoke to you on Wednesday.
Oh, yes, Mallory. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm still having some health problems, which is why I called back.
Okay, let me just introduce you around to everybody, if I may. Mallory called into the Wednesday night show that we do, and she talked to us a little bit about some health issues she had going on, and I'm really glad you called back tonight. Because we've got a great staff of advisors on right now who might be able to shed some light on some of your health issues. And I normally would say don't say anything else and let them see what they're picking up because I think they prefer not to be led. Do you know what I mean, Mallory?
Right, absolutely.
Okay. Okay. And forgive me, are you from New Jersey?
Long Island, New York.
Long Island, that's it. That's right, of course. Teresa Caputo's town, I forgot. Okay, alrighty. So I'm going to ask Reverend Jay to share with us, if he's still talking with me after I said he checked people off his list, because I could be in trouble now. Can you share with us, Reverend Jay, what you're seeing for Mallory?
You know, can somebody else go first? Actually, I was trying to pick up something empathically.
I'm sorry. He's really thinking I am going to shoot Dr. Ginny for saying that about the checklist. It's not true. See, he's got to get over that first. I was just kidding, Reverend Jay. Okay.
I know. Listen, what I do is I pick up empathically, and so sometimes when I hear your voice, it takes me a little bit longer to pick up. So the other thing is a lot of times I do healing, and so, you know, I do a full body scan, so it takes me more than just a minute to do it. Okay, so can you please come back to me? Would that be okay?
Absolutely, yes, please.
Great.
And what I'm going to say, Mallory, is I know because we did talk on Wednesday night, what did you, you said that we talked about the naproxen and trying
right.
to see if that made a difference. Did it?
I was unable to take it because of my stomach problems, because
right.
any type of, like, NSAID can be really rough on my stomach because I have gastritis as well.
Got it. Okay. All righty then. All right.
I actually picked that up, stress-related
mm-hmm.
health concerns was what I was getting.
Mm-hmm.
And
is that
yes,
Susie?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I didn't. Go ahead.
Yes, and so I do believe that's exactly what's triggering all of her things, the health issues that are going on right now, and I really do feel that Reverend Jay, if he will, can do some energy work with her on that.
But do you feel that it's specifically my stomach, or is it my gallbladder, my intestines?
I feel like it is in your digestive tract, definitely.
Yeah, I think it's your stomach is really bloated. Is your stomach really bloated?
Recently, yes, but not normally. And it's like it's not really that big of a deal. It's just I feel that I'm having more like liver gallbladder problems lately.
I don't feel that. I feel like you have a bloated stomach for some reason. So it's making me think that. So, did you say that you have gastritis?
I do, but I basically take care of it with diet, and it doesn't act up very often. I just can't really take any Tylenol or medication, that sort of thing.
Okay. Are you getting a lot of heartburn?
It can be pretty bad if I'm not really careful.
Okay. Do you know to lay on your left side when you have heartburn?
No, I've never heard of that before. I always lay on my right side.
Oh, absolutely wrong thing to do. It aligns your acid in your stomach right with your esophagus, and that's why you're getting such bad heartburn. You need to lay on your left side, and that will eliminate the heartburn. I think you might actually have like a esophagus burning where you've actually burned it so bad that inside from the acid. It's not going to be an easy fix. It's going to be like, it will take you, you can do it though. It's very easy. Start laying on your left side. Stop eating foods that are high in sugar and start eating greens like spinach and I can't think of greens right now. I can see green everywhere. I'm seeing leafy green stuff like, I'm drawing a blank, but it says greens. You know, it's saying eat greens, and it's showing me like a spinach leaf or a green leaf like that.
Okay.
Definitely, I promise you, try it for 1 week, laying on your left side. I really feel like you've got a lot of gas in your tummy. Do you have it in your tummy right now, a lot of gas?
No, not really.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's what I'm getting anyway, so I have to stick with what I get, and
good.
I'll let somebody else go on now then.
Thank you, Reverend Jay. Ellen, what are you getting for Mallory?
Well, basically the first thing I got, I know she is having digestive issues, but a lot of that's stress-related.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying it's all stress-related, but I think I'm feeling enough of it. And when you mentioned naproxen, my stomach turned.
because that stuff is, I mean, my stomach turned and I thought, oh no, not naproxen. But if you can continue with your diet and try whatever you can do to level off your stress, it will help. But the first thing I got was a lot of stress related.
But is that what caused the problems? Because, like, I had a dramatic shift, like, 3 months ago. I have chronic Lyme disease, so I've always had health problems. I have congenital Lyme disease. So I had, like, a really bad shift with my stomach and a lot of pain in my liver and gallbladder starting 3 months ago. So that's basically what I'm trying to figure out. I mean, no doctor has been able to see anything in my gallbladder. All my tests are coming back fine, but I have a lot of digestive issues, especially when I eat fat, I get a gallbladder attack.
Right. That's why you have to know your body of what you can and can't eat and what happens to your body when you eat things. You know, I guess I can tell you this one thing. I have Crohn's, and I know if I eat something, I'll be in pain for 5 days. I eat it anyway, but I'm in pain for 5 days. And when you have digestive problems, you really have to watch what you eat and your stress levels. Because, yeah, we like that sweet treat or that spicy treat, but you're just going to pay for it digestively. And with all the stress you're having of what is it, what's causing it, isn't helping either. And you really need to pay attention to your diet. And really look into...
My diet is, like, pretty bland. It's just, it's gluten-free, it's meat-free, it's fat-free, sugar-free. Like, I don't eat very much, and I'm just a little bit over 100 pounds. So that's why I'm getting concerned, because I cannot tolerate that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you really need to keep with the diet. Look into finding out what can happen, like those, what do you call those things that they give people to help them gain weight? What is that stuff?
What's that word? Sure.
Yeah, thank you. I couldn't remember it. Maybe that might assist you. But to me, it keeps coming back to diet and stress more than anything.
And I want to say, if I may interject, that we've got some folks in the chat room. We have a lot of psychics that listen to the show because, frankly, we've got a really expert panel, and a lot of psychics will log in and just listen. People who are really intuitive and connected, and several of them have already logged in since you've been talking, Mallory. One of them said that you don't have the enzyme to properly digest, and it's being caused partially by stress. One of them says, and one of them is actually saying, do you have unresolved issues with your dad?
Oh, big time. Big time.
Okay, because I have somebody in the chat room saying that this has a lot to do with that, and they're saying that they feel that this is one of the problems. They want to know if you've ever heard of Panzine, PANZYNE, yes.
No, but remember I told you I was seeing that holistic doctor on Wednesday?
Yes.
He's actually doing enzyme replacement therapy with me.
Good, very good. Because this person's also suggesting papaya enzyme is very good to help your digestion. But I would say that, you know, it's funny, we learn in chakra healing, and I know Reverend Jay and Grace deal a lot with Reiki and healing. We know that if we're having certain kind of issues in certain parts of our body, it generally means that we've got an issue somewhere else in our life. So I think that the person in the chat room is right on the money, because when you have stomach issues, it often comes with anger or a sense of victimization. And I think that hits right on the money with your dad. Is this correct?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Unfortunately,
so,
I wish it was just an easy fix, like take an enzyme and you're good.
Right, I know. I wish it was too, because that would be the easier thing. But we want the thing that's going to work and that's long-term. So I'm going to suggest to you that you start working on your issues with your dad, because I think that's one of the big issues. Who has not spoken to Mallory? Was it Grace?
Yes.
I was picking up the same thing with the father and the gut. And Mallory, correct me if I'm wrong, but just being in the same room with your father will make you very, very nauseous. Is that true?
Thinking about it, yes. I haven't been in the same room with my father for at least 7 years.
Right.
So
okay. Right.
It's been a really long time.
Yep, and I am getting that that is the root to your whole problem there. And you have to learn to meditate and to let it go, to just let it go and be in the now. Be grateful that you haven't been around him in 7 years. I don't want you to lose, contact with him. I want you to reconnect with him, but in a loving way. Because as a parent, I would never, ever, ever suggest any child to ever be disrelated from their parents, because I know that pain firsthand. But I picked up right away that is the whole root to your issue. And I know that he's hurt you deeply. And forgiveness is the hardest thing to do. It's the hardest thing to do. But I think once you start meditating and truly forgiving him, you don't even have to tell him that you forgive him. Just with the higher beings, call in Archangel Raphael to help assist you in forgiving him and letting it go. And then I want you to meditate with a candle. You have a candle. And the candle color that I am picking up for you is a very soft peachy pink color, more peachy than anything like that. More or less something that doesn't have much of a scent to it at all. But I want you to meditate, try to find something that is soothing, music or something, and will just take you to someplace. Did you ever like to go to the beach or vacations or something like that?
Yeah.
Okay. I want you to try to pick up some music, a CD or something, or even download something on an MP3 that you can listen to with your earbuds in, and go into a deep meditation and really go into truly, truly forgiving and letting that go, because it doesn't serve you any longer. It doesn't serve him any longer. And it's only tearing up your life and your body. And once you release that and then start welcoming in love, God's love, Father Earth, Father God's love and Mother Earth's love. I truly feel that within a matter of weeks that you will feel 100% better. As a matter of fact, I want you to call us back and give us an update. And if there's anything that I can ever help you do, please go to the website. Dr. Jenny can give you my number, and I'll more than gladly help you with this.
Wonderful.
That would be great, because I'm Sicilian, I'm Italian, and I am a Gemini, so I'm extremely stubborn.
I just can't do it. And the twins can be very stubborn, but that's okay. We'll help you work through it. I know that it's breaking your heart too, in a lot of different ways. You've been picking up pieces of your heart. Do you understand that?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, you just keep doing that and knowing that there's pieces that you're picking up. You're picking them back up because you want to put it back together, and you want to find whole love again, and you will. You truly will.
Very good. Thank you, Grace. I'm being guided to go back to Ellen for a moment. Ellen, did you have something else that you wanted to mention to Mallory?
Yeah, with your dad, I feel that what they were saying about forgiveness
and it's not really for him, it's for you.
Right.
And this is internalizing a lot. And sometimes therapy sessions can help with that, to work it out. Because there's a lot of work to be done in there.
Okay, yeah. I just started seeing a psychotherapist, so I'm hoping that within a couple of weeks I see a difference with that.
You will, but also being a Gemini, and I don't mean this in a bad way, you guys are kind of windy because your air signs and your the Discori, which are two-faced. Not in a bad way, just that now you see, now you don't type of thing, you know?
Right, yeah.
That's what I meant by that. I didn't mean the bad kind. But I want you to remember that this is really hard for a lot of people to do this, that forgiveness isn't always for the person. It's always for you, not for the other one. Because a lot of times when people hurt us, they don't care that they hurt us. If they cared, they wouldn't do it again. If they cared, they would stop. So a lot of times, you know, being angry at somebody, it does hurt you because the other person doesn't know, the other person doesn't care. But what's happening here is that you're so internalizing, and you have to do it for you, because if you don't release it, you know, the gastritis you've been having, it's just going to go turmoil. So I would definitely encourage you to keep on your path with your psychotherapist and know that he or she is really there to help you. And
Beautiful. It's
their job to make it for you so you feel whole, so you feel better, so you feel loved. But you're getting a lot of help from above, that's for sure.
Okay,
good.
I want
you to keep on it.
Amen.
Don't forget to lay on your left side. And like everybody was saying about forgiveness, you know, that person probably doesn't even know that you're not forgiving them. Only you know what you harbor. Only you are in control of your emotion. They don't know what you're feeling. Only you know. So when you think that you're not forgiving somebody, you're actually not forgiving yourself, you know. And so that's why everybody's telling you to try to do the forgiveness for yourself. You know, you don't ever have to forget. Just forgive, and then that will give you that peace.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Very good. Thank you, everybody. I think Mallory's gotten a lot of information tonight, and I think you've all done a wonderful job, so thank you all. And I know that Mallory will take this and process it all, and she's working on creating a better, happier, and healthier future for herself. And we're all going to pray for that. So, Mallory, thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much for your help, and thank you, everyone who I talked to. I really appreciate it.
You're
Anytime,
so very,
that's what we're
very
here
welcome.
For.
God bless.
Right.
Bye-bye, Mallory. Thank you. That's great. That was really good. I want to mention that I believe her name was Jules. It's me, Jules. She's in the chat room, and she had a question, and her question is basically this. She would like to know what we see around a relationship for her. And I'm going to ask everybody, I'm going to give it to you each 30 seconds or less if you can connect. She signed on in the chat room. It's called It's Me, Jules 33. She wants to know what we see around a relationship coming up for her this year. And in 30 seconds or less, I'm going to pass it first to Susie B. And Susie B is not on our phone right now, I guess. So we're going to go to Grace.
Hi, Jules. I see something coming in a very short frame time. There's someone that has been around for now that has flirted with her, and that she needs to pick up on that energy and just go with it.
Beautiful. Thank you. Okay. And Reverend Jay, what do you see?
I see she's ready for a relationship. And if she takes, she has the ability to manifest it if she wants it. Look at life as magical, and the magic will be there.
Beautiful. Beautiful. And I'm going to ask again, Reverend Susie B., are you there?
Yes, I am. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I was on mute.
Okay, no problem. It happens. What do you see for? It's me, Jules, 33.
Well, I see something coming in for her in around June or July.
Okay, June or July. Very good. That's very good. And I'm going to say that I actually see the end of May. And I think the other thing we need to recognize is that, Jules, you know, you're open for love. It's just a matter of it coming. Don't become impatient. It'll happen. And did we ask Ellen for her input on this as well yet? I don't think we did. Mm-hmm. Ellen, what do you see for It's Me, Jules, 33 in the chat room?
I see her love coming in, but I just want to caution her and tell her, remember, there's two people in a relationship. It's give and take. In the past, she's been giving way too much, and it's almost having a relationship with herself because she's doing all the giving. And
right.
I want her to just be cautious of that, just to make sure that this person or whomever will be just, you know, give and take, you know, polarization here, because she gets so excited, she just kind of does it herself.
Ah, that's good. Very, I get it. I get it completely. Okay, great. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to just announce the name of the website again. Jay, would you like to do that for us?
It's the Network of Christian Psychics.com.
Beautiful. And how can they get a hold of us if they want to have a private reading with anybody?
They can go to the website and click on the advisor and just dial us up, or use the 800 number and you'll get help to be registered until next week, when we'll be doing a brand new system where you'll be able to contact us directly at our offices.
Oh, that makes it a lot easier, doesn't it? Fantastic. Okay, great. Well, we're going to go ahead and take the next caller. Thank you, Reverend Jay, for giving everyone that information. And we will now go on to caller number. I don't know what number this is, but the phone number is 904 with the prefix of 347. Welcome to the Network of Christian Psychics. How can we help you?
Hi, this is Patty up in St. Augustine. How are you tonight?
Very good, Patty from St. Augustine. How's life in St. Augustine right now?
Oh, it's coming along. It's been kind of a cloudy week, and I'm getting settled in here. I just have moved back to the area, so
mm-hmm.
I'm grounding myself, I guess I could say. What I called about is I had called and spoken to the same group, I think, in, I think it was September or October maybe, and I really called with other questions, but what came up was a medical situation I had, and
mm-hmm.
I had an infection that I had treated medically with antibiotics and so forth, and it wasn't clearing up, so I've done several sessions with a medical intuitive.
Mm-hmm.
And it just doesn't seem to really be. It seemed a little better. Now I'm having more flare-ups.
Okay.
So I just want to see if you see something else I could do. I'm working on changing my diet as well.
Okay.
I'm just getting a little stressed out about it.
Well, you're worried. You're getting scared. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, like Jay always said, fear is an illusion. And I know that you know that because you're extremely intuitive, and you not only believe but have participated in group healings, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you know this. I'm gonna go first to Grace because that's where I'm being guided. Grace, what can you tell our caller?
Hi, Patty.
Hi.
Who gave you the medication? What doctor was that? Was that like an internalist? I mean, you don't have to give me their name. Was that an internalist that gave you the medication?
I don't know if that was her, if she was an internalist, but it was a clinic I went to in Maine, and
right.
They
She's
treated
not
a it
specialist.
As a...
She's not a specialist. She's like just a general practitioner.
Right. They treated it as a bacterial infection, and basically it was antibiotics and antifungals and
right. And you know, and I have to be very, very honest with you. What
mm-hmm.
has happened is that antifungal medicine has messed up your
what do they call it? And what I'm going to tell you is a probiotic is what I am getting. That my guide, I don't know if you know, but it is Diana, and Goddess Diana, and she keeps saying to tell me to have you put, just bring in the pros, like the probiotic, not the antibiotics, but the probiotic, so that it cleans out the gut. It siphons out and will also purify and get your system back in track.
Well, I've been eating a lot of yogurt. I've been eating yogurt daily that's got the bifidus.
That has the live strand in it. It has the live strand, but I'm thinking more of like a GNC. You want one of the tough guys.
Yeah, I have some of them. So.
Yeah, like a billion IUs or something like that to really clean out your gut, because that's what's happened to you. I picked up on that immediately when I heard your voice.
Right.
And I mean, we're not medical psychics or anything, but Diana is just like, you know, she just won't let me go until I told you to send in a probiotic.
Okay. All right, I'll get on medic tomorrow for sure.
Okay.
It's getting frustrating. It's kind of in the way of everything else.
Mm-hmm. Can imagine.
Well, and a little bit of yours is stress, too. Do you know that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The stress is aggravating yours, too. And it's in your gut, and you got to get that that addressed. But anyway, that's all that I have, Dr. Jenny.
Thank you, Grace. Thank you so
much. Thank you
Reverend
very
Jay,
much.
What do you have for Patty?
Did you ask me?
Yes, I did.
Oh.
What do you have for Patty?
I got the same thing. Sometimes when you take those antibiotics, it kills everything. And when you do an anti and fungal, it actually creates problems. So I think she's right on. And like, we aren't medically certified practitioners. So,
I understand that. Yeah.
Okay. We just want to make the disclaimer because, but, you know, like you said, you went to a medical intuitive, but I really feel like it's something that you have to add to your system, and it is the probiotic, where the medical intuitive can't add. You know, they can help you with symptoms like pain or relief or stuff like that, but they can't necessarily change, you know, like when you're deficient.
Right.
Okay,
exactly.
So I want to just, that's all I have.
Very
Any
good.
Other dietary things as far as like intake of certain foods? I've tried to eliminate sugar. I haven't done it completely, but quite a bit. And starches. And
Well, and you know what, you said sugars, but if I may tell you, sweeteners also. You don't want any sweeteners.
Yeah,
I'd rather you have the real sugar as opposed to a sweetener at this point.
Yeah, I'm not
using probiotics. What the probiotics going to do is it's going to put all of the good bacteria back into your system that the antibiotic took out and stripped away from you.
Yeah, and you can use like a guave nectar though if you want to use a sweetener, but do you
but get the stress under control too.
The other thing is, eat grains are, right now what's happening with this ascension is if everything from the earth is going to start carrying food, you know, the earth is transforming just as we are, and grains and food from the earth are going to be better for your system, and a lot of people are going to start having digestive problems because meats and things that are not from the earth are not going to be able to be digestive as the earth changes its rotational axis and we go into this 5D new ascension. So if you can just, the way I always think of it is all anything from the earth, carrots, spinach, cauliflower, you know,
lettuce, everything that grows from the earth, and then all the grains that you can that you like. You know, like I even think rice is really good for you. Try, you know, but with your rice, instead of you know, doing it the exact amount of water with your rice, use more water with your rice, because, and then pour it off, because a lot of times if there is anything in the rice that they used, that water will have it on the top, and you can pour that off so the rice is healthier for you.
Okay.
Great. And I'm going to ask Ellen if she has anything to add.
Well, the first thing that came to me is when you said you ate yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of yogurt are you eating? Because you're eating the blueberry stuff and the cherry stuff. That's sugar in there.
Yeah, I actually have been. It's Activia, but it's fruit flavored.
Yeah. You might want to stick with plain yogurt. And with, you can also, if you have a blender, you can either put some a banana or some fresh fruit in there and like mix it up in like a frosty type of thing. And that would be better for you than eating the sugared flavored stuff.
Okay.
Because they are sugared. And, you know, watch what you eat, like they were saying, because that has a lot to do with it. And
yeah,
the probiotics, totally.
Yeah.
Because they're treating you so well, but then they're killing off stuff, you know, that you... we need.
Yeah.
And I will tell you something very positive, though, Patty. You are going to get over this. You will get through this, and you will be fine. And I think any of our advisors on the line tonight, is anybody getting anything other than that?
No.
No. Okay. No, I mean...
But the Greek yogurt instead of the Activia. The Greek yogurt is going to be your highest form of Alpha-Dophilus that your body needs right now.
Okay, but I will.
It
also
might change your husband to a cute guy too, so that works.
I don't have one, so it's irrelevant.
I love it.
I need one.
There you go, Patty. I think you've gotten some good advice tonight.
I did. And
you know a lot about the ascension. Patty's a highly developed intuitive. She's very strong, and she has a lot of blessings that have been bestowed upon her. But as we all know, it's hard to read for ourselves. So I think that it's great that everybody was able to give her some advice. The only one we haven't heard from is Reverend Susie B.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
I'm getting a message from Archangel Raziel, which is I'm getting the message of a magician and... manifesting, you know, what would be, what you're picking up would be best for you.
Okay, great. Thank
all
you.
All right.
Thank
you very much.
Patty, listen, good luck. I think you'll get your digestional tract in order. You know, what's sad is what Reverend Jay says is true. Unfortunately, double cheeseburgers were not put on this earth really by God for us to eat. It's so sad, isn't it? You know, I know the doctor says when you go into a grocery store, anything in the center aisle, don't eat, because it's probably processed and not very good for you. And it's true. But it's always hard to stick to that. But I think that if you get your digestive tract back in order, and what Grace said, and she used that big word, what's it called? Acidophilus?
I know what she's talking about, yeah.
I can't say it, but I know it too. So definitely look for that, because you're the third person I know who's had this problem in the last, I would say, month. And it's funny that I keep hearing it again and again and again. It's always after people have taken these antibiotics. So you need to very carefully start introducing these things back into your system so that you can get that thing right where it needs to be, and you should be fine. Okay, sweetie, thank you so much for calling in, though.
Oh, and thank you all so much for your help. I appreciate it very much.
Oh, you're more than welcome. You take care, and God bless. Let me ask you before you hang up, did you... have you made any movements out there in the St. Augustine area to...
I'm kind of in a temporary housing right now while I'm looking around for something.
Gotcha.
Okay. so that's about mostly what I've been doing, and the flare-ups on my skin have been so itchy that, you know, I haven't really felt like doing too much else because I'm so busy being itchy.
Yes. I understand completely. I truly do. Yeah.
I'm getting
there
little by little.
Good. We will keep you in our prayers for sure.
Thank you so much
for
God
calling
bless
in.
You all, too. Thank you very
you
much.
You too. Bye-bye
right.
now.
Good night. Bye.
Good night. Okay, folks, you know what? We're at about that time where, as we know, it's getting close. We have about 4 minutes. So I'm going to take a caller, and we're going to do what I call speed read. We each have exactly 40 seconds to do this. Now, it's not because I'm trying to be mean. It's just it's the only time we have left on the clock. So this is caller 239 with a prefix of 850. Welcome to the show.
Finally. But I don't have time to explain all of the cutbacks. I mean, I actually called in at 14 till. So the question is finances. Okay, shoot.
Okay. Well,
Diana, it's Mountain Diva.
Okay. So this is Diana?
Yeah, and I've been cut off 3 times, but that's okay. We'll talk about it some other day.
Okay. Now, you know that when you get caught off on this show, we never cut anyone off. So this is Diana from California?
Yeah, it's the California cutting me off. Probably,
I think that's it. I'm so glad you're on the show. I need you to verify your email real quick online. I don't care if anyone hears it uses you. What is your
answer?
I'll give you your answer. What?
Mount Diva, Mount Diva.
At AOL.com.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Just needed to see that. Very good. All right, that's where your PayPal is connected to? I want to send a donation off for you because you were kind enough to be on the show last week, and you did such a wonderful job, and I'm meaning to do that, but I wanted to verify the address. Okay, very good. Now,
I'll make
a
healing cleanse, right?
So thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. God bless you. Reverend Kay, what do you have for Diana?
A new endeavor's coming up, and it's going to require originality and it's good for you, but it's coming up pretty quick.
Okay.
Thank
very
you.
Good. Alan, what do you have for Diana?
Well, I felt the same thing Jay did. It's just
okay.
I think that with the new endeavor, jump on it and keep focused on it. Don't get sidetracked.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Very good. And also, I'm going to ask Reverend Susie B. What's she getting? What is she getting?
Yes, I'm getting defend your beliefs and decisions and stand your ground.
As always, I have to do that and take the punches. But I'm a light bearer, so it's okay.
Amen. Uh-huh. Love that. And Grace, what are you getting for Diana?
Well, I'm getting the same thing. There's a new endeavor that's coming her way and that she needs to have her eyes and ears open, or she'll miss it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always looking everywhere. I just want to ask Grace one more thing because she's the medium. Am I going to just survive these 30-degree temps until this endeavor finally, which has been in the now every now moment for a year now, comes? I mean, because actually, I have to stay awake. It is so dang cold at night. Am I going to live through this?
Yes, you are going to live through it because you are a very strong, strong woman, and you will do whatever it takes to pull through.
Oh, yeah.
All righty.
Yeah. Thank you. That was
all
very
right.
Lovely.
Thank you for calling
in. It's cold. Yeah,
I know,
and
we're all going to send warm thoughts to you. I'm so sorry that we don't have more time for you tonight, but, Diana, we will keep you in our prayers for sure, okay? God bless you, and thank you so much for staying on hold. I do appreciate it. God bless you, sweetie. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. She's a wonderful person, and the show's about to end her. I would have gladly kept her on longer, and I'm so sorry that I couldn't do that. Diana has fallen upon some hard times, and if anybody does ever want to make a donation just through PayPal, you can send it over to Mount Diva, MountDeva at AOL.com. If $5, $10, even those small amounts would help her tremendously, it would be a big boost to her. She's a wonderful woman who sends healing out to people each and every week, calls into BTR and helps everybody that she can. But if anybody wants to send her a donation through PayPal, I know she'd really appreciate that. I want to thank everybody for listening to our show tonight. Here at the Network of Christian Psychics, we really try to be as honest and as sincere and use our gifts as we possibly can. And I hope that everybody enjoys tuning in. We love having you. Tune in next Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we'll be doing it all over again. So thank you, everybody, and have a blessed evening. Take care now.